The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
This is the Bill Myers Show.
Such an appropriate bumper song for Kevin Sterry from Oregon Firearms Federation. Shiny, happy people holding hands. You know, I didn't plan that, Kevin. It actually just came up in the rotation. I think God knew that you were going to be on the show. So here you are.
I like to think of myself that way.
Yeah. Shiny, happy people holding hands. And here we are. We're getting together. And shiny, happy people holding hands and reaching across the aisle so that we can fight for our constituents, et cetera, et cetera. And the nastiness in this particular in this primary is something that I haven't seen here for quite some time. I don't know if I've ever seen it quite this nasty with the lobbies. And I was talking with Herman about this, the lobbies, how the lobbies are trying to wrestle control away from the candidates that get voted on in the primary. And they don't want the people really weighing in on it. It's the lobbies weighing in. That seems to be really the battle right now between the people and the lobbies. Is that really where we are right now? Do you agree?
Well, sure. I mean, the lobby likes to have everything stay the same. You know, remember, it was years ago when there was we actually had term limits, because the people voted in term limits. And of course, that got thrown out eventually after the people voted it in. Everything the people vote in, the legislature gets rid of. But the biggest group against term limits were the lobbyists. And they were putting out this propaganda, which was hysterical for anybody who was paying attention, that we don't want to have term limits because if we have this turnover in the legislature, then lobbyists will be running things. It's like, well, don't you want to be running things? But what the truth was that once the lobby has established control over a legislator, they don't want to have to break in a new legislator.
Well, in other words, it's an investment. You're trying to keep your investment and continuing to nurse your investment and get interest and a good rate of return from your investable legislator, right? That's the bottom line.
You have the investment, and you like to maintain the status quo because change requires that you act. And once you have purchased a legislator, or you kind of rent a legislator, then it's easier to maintain that than start a new guy or a new girl.
Oh, it's kind of like with that reminds me of the way the cell phone companies are working, right? They'll work harder to keep an existing company. Well, they've figured out that they have to start working hard to make an existing customer happy because it's much more expensive to get a new customer, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a lot less work to keep greasing somebody you know. And so lobbyists will always take the position that this is all about relationships. It's not about principle. It's not because, remember, the lobby is not interested in protecting the people. The lobby is interested in protecting whatever their interests are. That's why you will frequently see, if you go look at contributions, that lobby will give contributions to people on both sides, often two people in the same race. Mm-hmm. And if it's something contested where, you know, they really don't know who's going to win, then they give money to both sides. So they think they're currying favor with whoever comes in. And so you take like the business lobby, which you think would lean towards more conservative people because more conservatives tend to want to leave businesses alone. They will donate to whoever they view has the power, even if it hurts them, hurts their businesses, because you see, the businesses really have nothing to say about it. The lobbyists who get hired by the businesses tell the people who hire them, let me handle this, I'm a pro.
Right.
And then as a person who's kind of like an inside slime ball, they just want to keep everything easy for themselves. And that's why we see so many races where there are candidates who are really products of the lobby because they want to make sure that things aren't disrupted. So the people who will disrupt things and walk out are always going to be primaried by people who are products of the lobby, because the lobby wants to keep everything nice and quiet going along. They don't want any disruptions because they want to keep their people making money. And what happens to the population means nothing. But, of course, the lobby has the concentrated funding. And so for a person who doesn't have lobby backing, they really have to collect their sources of funding from a lot of smaller individual donors.
Which is a lot harder. Herman has told me in the past that it's about 10 to 20% is all the money that you get from individual donors, as contrasted with the lobbies, if you play your cards right.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get $10,000 in one check from a lobbying group, that's a whole lot less work. And all you have to do there is sell your soul, where to get $10,000 from individual donors means you have to actually convince them that you're on their side.
Got it.
And this is the way it always is.
Well, it's good to know that this is the way the state legislature has worked, and campaign finance reform is really not going to change too much of that, in your opinion, the way it's looking?
If you're in a position to create the campaign finance reform, as legislators are, which they have done now in reaction to their fears about a ballot measure, so they created campaign finance reform. As legislators on both sides of the aisle, you are not going to write a law that cuts your throat. You're going to write a law that appears to create change while still doing what you can to funnel money into your bank account. And that will, of course, depend on who has the power, which, of course, in Oregon is the Democrats. So it's just like their fixes for the drug issue, which fix nothing. Right. It's all theater.
Everybody in law enforcement who I've talked to and some legal people, some judges behind the scenes, they're saying this isn't going to change anything, that it's too voluntary, that there's no stick involved in this. Right. That's what I'm hearing.
Of course. And what we still want to do, we don't want to take away the funding from the left-wing nonprofits that are pretending to help drug addicts, because those people make campaign contributions to leftist legislators.
So essentially the fix for Measure 110 is just another kind of backdoor money laundering scheme for friends of the Democrats, and Republicans ended up help pass that.
And they brag about it. The Republicans are actually bragging. The legislators who are in office are bragging, look what we did. We fixed this. Republicans in office fix nothing. Republicans in office just kiss the boots of the Democrats so that they can send out emails saying, I got $2 million for our district. Look at this. We have a new fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
When, in fact, we have no freedom, possessions, or rights anymore, but we're bragging about, look at the senior center I got. And the Republicans in Oregon are almost universally complete bootlickers, and embarrassingly so.
So let us talk about that. All right. So let's talk about that. I'll set that aside. Yeah, we've heard this from you before. And unfortunately, I have to agree with you. I wish I didn't have to agree with you, but I do. Okay. It's not just because I count you as a friend. Let's talk about the reality of when people are looking for candidates to vote for this time. And what does it mean to actually be a fighter in the state legislature? As a legislator, what does it actually mean right now? People talk with you. You have all these candidates that call you up. They're looking for money and or endorsements and things like that. What are the different tactics being taken? Which ones make sense and which ones do not? And you don't have to share any names, okay? Because a lot of these are private conversations.
There's two different approaches. I hear from there almost no candidates who are incumbents, obviously, because I've ticked off people on both sides. I think the Democrats actually like me more because I keep exposing the Republicans. But you'll get, in the rare case, an outsider who'll say, my job is to go there and agree to nothing. My job is to go there, represent the people who hired me, and stand in the way of this crap. But far more commonly, what the approach is, and what I've heard for years, it sounds like they're reading from a script, and they may well be,
mm-hmm.
that it's, I'm not going to be disruptive. I'm not going to walk out. I'm going to stay and fight. At which point, when I hear this, which I still hear all the time, any tiny faith I have in humanity immediately drains from my spirit, you know, because
now why is it, though, that when you hear a candidate tell you that they will stay there, never walk out and fight for the people? Why does that give you a headache, Kevin Sterrett?
Because the only way they can fight is to not go along with the program. And invariably, it's astonishing how the story is identical. And it always, when I say, okay, why do you want this job? I always get an example about, well, you know, I had this experience where I was very persuasive with this group of people and they all came to agree with me. And these examples have no relevance at all to what goes on in Salem. And these people are all convinced that they're all so brilliant and so persuasive and so articulate that as soon as they get to Salem, the Democrats, who are determined to destroy Oregon, will slap themselves on the forehead, say, what was I thinking, and change their minds. And I mean, I've heard this from a lot of legislators in your part of the state. I mean, this is Court Boyce, Emily McIntyre, all of these people who are absolutely convinced that if we are just nice enough and articulate enough, those Democrats are going to realize they've been wrong. And so I'm hearing from candidates now who are telling me the same old story. No, I won't walk out. I'm going to stay there and do my job. Well, your job is to do what? When you stay there, what are you going to accomplish? And they honestly believe that once I get there, everything's going to change because I am just brilliant and the Democrats won't be able to disagree with me. And I've been hearing this for cycle after cycle, and every cycle things get worse and worse. And that's why our approach has been, and it's very iffy. There's no way to be sure when you endorse a candidate which way they're going to go. And it's so difficult to do it. You can be wrong so easily, and God knows we have been. But my belief is that any candidate who tells me that is immediately off the list. Now, there are candidates who are going to tell me what they want me to hear, mm-hmm. and then they will go fold. And if they have no real voting history, we don't have that much to go on. But it is astonishing. I mean, it's repeated with the regularity of a metronome that I'm different, I'm smarter, and when they listen to, when they hear me, they're going to change. I have these great ideas for bills. They don't even seem to know. Like, they honestly believe that because they introduced a bill, somebody's going to read it.
Well, I ended up talking about that in the Patriot Conference a couple of weeks ago. In fact, I'm going to have to post my speech. I haven't done that yet. But, you know, the thing is, though, every time a Republican crafts a bill, it's generally there as a vehicle or a vessel to be gutted and stuffed by the Democrat into something completely non-recognizable, right? Isn't that the story? Well, isn't that how that works?
Okay, so either it's used as a gut and stuff, it's completely ignored. I mean, it's easier to get rid of a bill in Salem than it is to press delete on a spam email. They just disappear.
Oh.
Or you have bills that were specifically crafted not to be gotten stuffed, but to do the Democrats' bidding, you know, like Brock Smith's windmill bills, which he repeatedly tells people, oh, these were designed to stand in the way of windmills. And then you read the bill, and it's nothing but, you know, gushing praise of windmills. And you listen to his floor speech saying how excited he is about bringing windmills to the district. And then he lies to these people who don't read the bills. But the bill was written for the Democrats. And it was sponsored by Democrats, and it was voted against by most Republicans. But it's all about, you know, I mean, you get someone like that whose job is, oh, look at me. I brought $100,000. I got $100,000 for the Southern Oregon Children's Foundation, never mentioning that that pays him for 4 years because he gets paid by the Southern Oregon Children's Foundation. And this goes on and on and on.
So we have the little sins of omission all up and down the food chain. Okay. All right.
Constantly. And the problem for most people is where do they have the time and knowledge to go explore the realities of all this? I get told, hey, look, I'm the conservative legislator. You know, you have the Christine Goodwins. And then they just invent organizations to endorse them. It's absolutely comical, but it's also sad because the people of Oregon live under this crap once it's enacted.
Kevin Starrett at Oregon Firearms Federation, we're talking about what it means to actually fight. And so what I'm hearing then is if the moment you hear any legislator, whether it's a state rep or a state senator, talking about, I will, you know, negotiate, and I will reach across the aisle, I will do this, you've already lost the game. That's what I'm hearing then.
There's no question. And it's so common. It's this institutional illness that happens. And once you're there for any length of time, you're infected with the battered wife syndrome. But in many cases, people are also recruited. And we've seen this happen where people, you know, we don't know what the future holds for any candidate, but candidates who are independent and say, we're going to actually stand up, immediately get attacked by the caucus, by the Iversons and the, you know, the Bozarth Davis and everyone, who then primary them to get them out of the race. And then we wind up with the Charlie Conrads, you know.
By the way, didn't Charlie Conrad get endorsed by the NRA, which is another Now, Charlie Conrad is an anti-gun guy, right? Anti-gun Republican,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, he was one of two Republicans who voted for an anti-gun bill that was crafted by a far-left Washington attorney and introduced by a far-left Marxist-leaning Oregon legislator that was designed to attack Oregon gun owners while specifically protecting Antifa. We researched this, provided them with all of the receipts on who this bill was created by, and Conrad and Mannix voted for it. And then Conrad gets endorsed by the NRA, which was, you know, that's not out of the ordinary for NRA, but it was really incredibly blatant. And I talked to NRA. Well, we didn't count that vote. What do you mean you didn't count that vote? That vote was written by a woman, Mary McGregor, whose entire organization does nothing but attack gun rights. And this was not unknown to these people. This was known to them. So, you know, that's what makes it so difficult for voters who rely on other people, which is understandable, mm-hmm. to give them the straight story on candidates. When the people that they're hoping to rely on are giving them crap information like endorsing Charlie Conrad. It's absolutely absurd.
Wow. It would appear then that at this point in time, the bipartisan lay of the land in the state legislature is it's a totally captured battlefield, right? This is what we have to understand. Totally captured battlefield, right?
Well, I believe there are a couple of people out there who are determined to do the right thing, but they are going to be painfully outnumbered. And then, of course, no matter how good their intentions are, they're still surrounded by really, really negative advice and really, really bad policies. And then, you know, then you have the endorsement game, which, as I said, is incredibly complicated. And there are people who Oregon Firearms has endorsed because based on my interactions with the candidate and my hopes for that what they're telling me is true. And then I look at who else has endorsed them and I think, oh, my gosh, this is just awful. But, you know, there's just not a whole lot of choice there. That yeah. you endorse people based on what you know, and then you find out that they're friends with people who you wouldn't sit in the same restaurant with.
Yeah, very interesting times where we find ourselves right now. I'll give you an example. Bill Post, who used to be known as a pretty solid conservative, he moved to Nevada, right, didn't he, if I recall?
Yes.
Correctly?
Yeah.
All right. So Bill Post...
Well, he quit his seat while trying to keep it, even though he didn't live here, because his wife got a better job. You know, and that's something he's always relied on. So he followed it. And now he's desperately trying to be relevant in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And it's sad to see some of the things that he says and post who the people who he attacks.
Well, he was attacking the Robinsons the other day, and that's what caught my eye. I don't follow him, but I was on Twitter looking, you know, some things up. And he had mentioned, and I don't know if he answered my tweet, because I don't tweet much on Twitter or on X, whatever it is. And Bill said something to me. It was kind of a smear of the Robinsons, although we can have differences of opinion there. But he talked about how weird the Robinsons are. It's kind of like a cult of like a Mormon cult, like seven brothers, seven brides for seven brothers, kind of their cult on their compound. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, you may disagree politically with these guys, but, you know, one of them has the nuclear engineering degree. The other one has the chemical degree. They're doctorates, for crying out loud. They're smart as the day is long.
Yeah. You know. What does Bill Post have? Bill Post was the guy whose entire income came from selling stuff on eBay.
Yeah. Well, what I ended up responding to him, and I don't know if he'll respond to me or not, but I think this is appropriate. In other words, what you're saying, Bill, is that the lobbies don't like the Robinsons. That's really what you're saying here. You know, through this, through the back door.
I mean, so Bill Post, there's a guy who virtually several times a week when he was in office would call or email me begging me to send him money so that he could give it to other legislators and be a kingmaker. And this is a guy who once asked me to meet with him because he wanted to run for governor and said, how much money will you give me? I mean, this is a guy who once introduced me at an event, a big event in Salem, as the person who, like, I was the one who educated legislators on gun rights. And now, because I supported the walkout and I criticized the people he loved who wouldn't walk out, now he tweets that I have drunken rages and I don't drink, and all these personal attacks on me. And because he just is completely irrelevant. And it's sad, but this is the guy lives on social media.
Well, we're just going to have
to—we're
just going to have to be understanding when we see a lot of this stuff going on. It's very smash mouth, and I know politics is not fair. There's nothing fair about it. It is a contact sport. But really, it's getting – I think that if voters are able to look and – I think the masks are starting to fall away from the eyes of the voters, that if the lobbies who are involved in this campaigning right now, if you see a lot of backing by the lobbies, you have to consider the source at this point in time, because they look at you as a pliable, reliable vote. I think that's all there is to it, a pliable, reliable vote, you know?
And if you get a candidate who brags about medical freedom and then takes big money from the pharmaceutical companies, you know exactly what you're dealing with. But, you know, I mean, there's just everybody can be a tough guy on social media. You know, everybody could be a keyboard command. I saw somebody who posted something. I think it was on X. I'd never really used these platforms, but it was an anonymous person using a fake name talking about James Hebe. And please don't forget his long history, or his long history of arrests, okay? His lengthy arrest record, that's what it was, which was, one. But you could tweet out any crap you want, and then low information people that, he had a lengthy arrest record? Well, no, he had one arrest because he was drunk, and he's apologized profusely for it and really changed his life. It was stupid, you know.
I think if I were a state legislator in Salem, I'd probably be drunk a little more often too. Yeah. It would probably help dull the pain of the soul suckiness of it. All right. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But I did really want to get to the bottom, because these candidates keep calling you and they keep saying the same thing. And you're right. It's like it's read by the script. I am that good that I can persuade the Democrats who wish to destroy me and everything about my life and my people and my lands. But I am just that good. And none of us are that good. None of us are that good. Okay. Let's just face it.
It really inflated senses of self-worth when you're reading a script that the lobby gave you.
All right. Kevin Starr at Oregon Firearms Federation. Get the alerts at OregonFirearms.org. I always enjoy the freewheeling political conversation. That I do, my friend. You take care, all right?
Thank you, Bill.
All right. 8:37 on KMED and KCMD. We need a palate cleanser. Give me some. Maybe a great bagel or croissant or something, you know?
Rise and shine with another ultimate breakfast experience from Artisan Bakery Cafe. You'll be wowed once again with their fresh-baked croissant sandwiches. Fresh-baked flaky croissants layered with your choice of ham and cheese, turkey pesto, bacon and egg, or sausage and egg. A breakfast sensation sure to give your day a jump start. Wait, there's more. Fresh-baked bagel sandwiches toasted with cream cheese, bacon, egg, and cheddar. Order online at DoorDash or visit 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer.
Hey, Cody, we should start doing inspections on people's vehicles when they get an oil change, so they know if they need anything else.
We already do that.
Let's vacuum the floorboards, then.
We already do that too, boss.
We'll throw in a nice air freshener.
Yeah, that too.
So you're saying we do a free inspection, vacuum the floorboards, and throw in a free air freshener every time somebody gets their oil changed?
Yeah, boss. Every car, every time.
Well then, Cody, just keep up the good work.
Visit American Wrencher Garage on Biddle Road, right across from Elmer's.
American Wrencher Garage, we are United Through Service.
Are you ready to lock and load for the summer? Look no further than Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. This May, they are bringing you an explosive deal. Purchase any handgun and receive a box of ammo absolutely free. That's right, purchase any handgun in the month of May and receive a box of ammo absolutely free. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit Good Guys Guns today. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. 4934 Crater Lake Avenue, Medford. Good Guys Guns.
Good Guys Guns.
Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and TMT Business Services present Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners. If you are a business owner with over $1 million in annual revenue and pondering selling your business, this is for you. Join them for an insightful evening seminar led by expert business consultants and financial planners, and discover strategies to maximize your business value, minimize taxes, and plan your next move. Join them this Thursday evening in Grants Pass at the Tap Rock Northwest Grill. Reserve your spot now by calling 541-772-1116 or visit opfa.com/events. Attend the Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners presentation with Todd Tippin of TMT Business Services and Royal Stanley of Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and hear financial strategies for your future and the future of your business this Thursday at 5:30 in Grants Pass at Taprock Northwest Grill. Visit opfa.com/events to register. Securities offered by United Planners, member FINRA SIPC. United Planners is not affiliated with OFPA or TMT BSI. Don't miss out on securing your business future.
This is Bill Meyer. Appreciate you waking up mornings with me, 6 to 9 on KMED and KCMD. But I get it. Life can be busy. Sometimes you might miss a show or segment or what did that guest say again? And that's when you can catch up and stay current with my podcast. The last 3 months of shows are available for free download and sharing on KMED.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling, and they're online at ClouserDrilling.com. And thanks to Clouser, you can drill into what really happened on The Bill Meyer Show on KMED.com.
The Bill Meyer Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
It's 20 before 9. We have some open phone time here, 770-5633-770-KMED. And I have, well, I don't know if we have raving lunatics standing by or not, but sometimes the raving lunatics can be quite entertaining. You just never know. By the way, I did want to raise some news about some issues, some changes coming to Grants Pass, to our Grants Pass signal, 99.3 KCMD. We're going to be changing some format on that in the next few weeks. I'll give you a better idea when that's going to happen. But the owners, the company, is working to get some changes being brought in to increase the variety of what's going on rather than just completely duplicating KMED on the KCMD signal, which is essentially what we do right now. So there's going to be a music format coming to KCMD, 99.3 FM, that will be on before my show and then after my show. And KMED will be taking and continuing to do all of the talk content here. You know, Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins and Lars and me and This Morning with Gordon Deal and Sean Hannity and Ground Zero, et cetera, Joe Pags and Coast to Coast. KMED will be the main talk station here in Southern Oregon completely. And KCMD will have a music format, and I think you're going to like it. I know that I like where they're planning on taking this. I can't give you all the details about that yet. It's going to be kind of a surprise, all right? But I will still be doing the morning show on that station on 99.3. So, you know, you'll still be able to hear me good, loud, and proud. The one thing I would say, though, is we're ultimately going to be changing KMED over to 105.9 in Grants Pass, so you'll have a better signal there, given that 106.3 is getting a little weak in that section. So even for the rest of the day, you'll be able to hear, okay? So Grants Pass proper will be able to hear KMED, talk radio just fine, okay, on the 105.9 translator. So that's I just want to kind of give you a bit of advance warning, all right? And remember that one way or the other, I'm going to be doing the morning show on all the stations one way or the other, no matter how we end up slicing and dicing this. So we're going to have our local morning talk, and then there'll be music on the 99.3 signal and talk on KMED. All right. I think I got that right. I think you're going to enjoy the format, too. It'll be a nice little palate cleanser one way or the other. You can punch back between talk and then maybe the music we'll be bringing here. I think you'll like it. All right. So that's just it. Didn't want to just spring it on you. Those kind of things. All right? All right. It is 8:43. Let me go to the phones. I don't know if we have raving lunatics or sensible people, but it's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Ripley's Believe It or Not. It's Joel from the Iron Gate.
Joel, raving lunatic. Wonderful. You win. What's up?
Well, since the last 60 years, I've been working on alternative energies.
You have, huh?
Including windmills, underwater current power systems. Now, the biggest way to save the power, to make it happen without messing with the birds and the fishes, is instead of generating electricity out there, you compress air. The air is sent through airlines to the shore where it's stored in tanks. Then it runs through a turbine and a generator, and it then uploaded to the grid.
Oh, okay. So instead of electricity out on the windmills in the ocean, which is what they're planning, you say make them just air compressors and compress the air.
Exactly.
And then you have the pipe with the high-pressure air going out to the shore. You know, that's actually not a raving lunatic thing. I know in India they actually have cars that run on compressed air. They do that. What about the given the fact that the windmills are going to be about 18, 19 miles offshore, what about the friction losses and the losses in the air hose or the compression pipe, you know, going from, you know, 18, 19 miles out to a shoreline generating station, which is what you would envision? Isn't that pretty significant? Significant losses?
Well, believe it or not, if you run air through a rigid pipe, you can run it 1,000 miles, and if it's 500 PSI at the beginning end, it'll be 500 PSI at the end.
Hmm. I'm going to have to look the science up on that one, Joel. It's thought-provoking, but boy, that would be – you'd have to have a pretty big muffler on it. I know that. Boy, that'd be a heck of a racket, you know, 500 PSI coming out of a windmill coming onto shore.
I also believe the better design instead of the three-blade vertical model is – horizontal windmill.
I've looked at some of those designs. You know, one windmill design that I saw, which is interesting. Have you seen the ones that look like little stalks that kind of vibrate back and forth in the wind? Have you seen this? It's kind of like fiberglass grass growing high and thick. You ever seen those?
Well, boy, I've only vaguely. Check that out.
You ought to look it up. It is absolutely fascinating how they'll sit there and wave in the breeze. And as they're waving in the breeze, it's like someone took these fiberglass poles and stuck them up in the air, you know, 10, 15, 20 feet. And it ends up generating power that way from the flexing back and forth. You got to look it up. A lot of good ideas. What you're talking about is interesting, but something tells me that it doesn't make enough Chinese people rich to get used, okay?
Yeah, it's all who you get backing you up.
Yeah, because the backing up is going behind the Chinese-made windmills, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge you're up against. If you can find a way to make compressors make more money for the Chinese, maybe they'd you know, talk with you about it, Joel. Thanks for being such a great raving lunatic. I say that affectionately, really. 846.
Hi, it's John at Wellburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Wellburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Wellburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
Johnson Builders wants to thank everyone who visited their booth at the Southern Oregon Home Show and for their interest in getting quotes for their buildings using Johnson Builders' affordable post and frame construction expertise. Due to so much interest and demand, home show pricing will be extended for a limited time. So if you have a building that you want constructed, call them or visit Johnson.Builders. There's still time to take advantage of low home show pricing from Johnson Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The destruction is massive, and at least one death is blamed on powerful storms that have devastated communities north of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Israel going after Hamas in Rafah after rejecting a ceasefire plan that was accepted by the terror group. Israel says the plan fell far short of meeting its core demands. President Biden delivering a Holocaust remembrance speech at the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors calling Stormy Daniels to the witness stand at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. Daniels is the woman who is at the center of a non-disclosure agreement with Mr. Trump. Chinese President Xi Jinping visiting a European ally, Serbia, falls on a symbolic date. 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Chinese embassy during NATO's air war over Kosovo. On Wall Street, the Dow 79 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 27. This is SRN News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
We have some real issues here in Southern Oregon, and when it comes to the state senator to represent us, there is only one clear choice, Christine Goodwin. Christine is a strong, vibrant, get-her-done conservative who won't leave Southern Oregon behind against those far-left Portland politicians. Matter of fact, as representative, she has the number one conservative voting record of all time by nationally recognized CPAC in the legislature among senators, representatives, and congressmen serving over 2 years. Christine helped recriminalize hard drugs, strengthen laws for our police, and even worked to help Texas in trying to close the southern border. Hey, Republicans, make sure you vote Christine Goodwin for state senate in the primary. She's a winner, and let's back a winner. This former high school teacher, small business owner, commissioner, and school board chair knows how to get it done on all levels. Sending her to Salem to battle those urban politicians is the best thing we can do. Vote Christine Goodwin for state senate. Paid for by Goodwin for Oregon, PAC ID 21708.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair and inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Delighted that you're here. It's open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. I guess there's not much that's breaking people today, so that's good. You know, that's good. If you're feeling better about it, or if you want to vent a little bit, just join in. 770-563-3770-KMED. You got about 5-6 minutes left, and Terry's here. Terry, you were wondering about one of the ballot measures, or not the ballot measures, the citizen initiatives, the measures in Jackson County, 15224, 225, and 226. Go ahead.
Well, this last one on how much we should pay our commissioners.
Yes.
I'm always thinking that they're getting paid too much to begin with, but I'm thinking I don't trust this bill. I don't know if it's a scam or if it's for real.
You shouldn't trust anything coming out of Jackson County for all here, Terry. And, you know, go ahead and read my arguments against all three, which is in the, I think I'm on 225, actually, in one of the no ones. There's a lot of no on all of them kind of things. The
no
thing about
everything that's Democrat.
Yeah, the thing that I don't think that the commissioners are overpaid at all. You have to look at them as essentially CEOs of a $600-700 million operation. And I know what Jackson County for All, by the way, the people who are the failed county commissioner candidates that have run for county commission several times and they've lost, they've never complained about the pay and benefits being offered at that point until now. And I think it's because they know that conservatives who are not really all that discerning about what the real agenda is here will go, oh, we'll cut their pay and that will somehow give us a better government, you know, that kind of thing. And and that we would automatically, you know, we just like hook, line, and sinker. Ooh, conservative, we'll pay them less and we'll get more, you know. You know, that kind of thing. Here's the deal. Even if that were to pass, it will likely not make a difference. So the point is to say no, because the courts have already ruled in Josephine County, when Josephine County had a similar ballot measure passed a number of years ago. The courts ruled that you cannot change elected officials, these elected officials' salaries, by an election process or by a legislative process. And when the people are voting on this, we're acting like a legislator, right? We're just not able to do it. You have to do it within the budget committees and the other state laws that that rule. It's not something that you can do in a charter change. So likely this would be likely struck down anyway. Okay.
Okay. Well, then it's no.
Yeah. So Terry, it's real simple. No on all three of them. Tell all your friends and family no on all three of that. If you have friends and family in Josephine County, tell them no on 17-116. It's Democratic Party poison. And it's all the only reason that they want five is that they're hoping that they'll be able to sneak a Democrat on there. They haven't been able to win countywide election because the party has gotten a little more radical as the state of Oregon has gone more blue, you know, as it. And that's kind of what's going on. We have to keep our counties, both Jackson and Josephine County, strong. And we have to keep them accountable. Three county commissioners that care about the county as a whole much better than five. And they want to go to districts in Jackson County, too, even though they don't. They're saying, oh, we're not going to do that right now.
What's your feeling on these commissioners that we do have? Are they doing a good job, or can they all be trusted? Or
I think that, well, it's like any other politician. I think that we have a very good, strong county board of commissioner. I may disagree with some of their individual votes or where they're going on things. Overall, I think that most counties would love to have the problems that Jackson County has, Terry. And I'll just leave it at that, okay? Okay. Thank you for the call. 770-5633. We'll try to squeeze another one in if we can, okay?
We don't need another compromiser in the state Senate. My name is Diane Linthicum, and I'm your constitutional conservative. Both House members in this district, Representatives Reschke and McIntyre, endorsed me as the candidate of choice. I'm proud to join their team. I also carry endorsements from Oregon Right to Life, Oregon Firearms Federation, and Oregon's Young Republicans. Let's stop the intolerant left from destroying our state. Vote Diane Linthicum for State Senate.
Paid by Linthicum for Oregon.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
Well, you know a doorless stove and spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friend.
Lamont here from Orly Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orly Stoves and Spas. Orly's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orly's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orly's is Southern Oregon's largest cow spa dealer with over 55 spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orly's Soaps and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford, 541-779-5340.
Jackson County, your vote counts. This May 21st primary election includes Democratic and Republican nomination of candidates, along with any nonpartisan candidates and measures. Democratic and Republican parties will use this election to nominate their candidates for the general election this November. Please remember that your ballot will only contain the candidates and measures for which you are eligible to vote. Ballots must be postmarked or deposited at an official ballot drop box no later than 8 p.m. on May 21st. No postage is required to mail your ballot. Track your ballot as it leaves your hand when you mail or deposit by visiting OregonVotes.gov/myvote. That's OregonVotes.gov/myvote.
Hello, I'm Chris Walker, your Jackson County Clerk. For more information, visit jacksoncountyor.gov/elections.
Your County Clerk's Office, making sure your vote counts.
Hi, I'm Paul Stratford with Valley Nursery, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
I have someone who is anonymous here who wrote me, making an email of the day, actually, and it says, Bill, I volunteer at Josephine County GOP office, and the other day I had two different citizens coming in asking why they did not have certain candidates on their ballot. And I sent them to the county clerk to find out. However, it's too late for them to vote Republican because the ballots are out. You know, my guess is that they have gotten an updated driver's license and not made aware of the automatic register to vote thing. Seems a little suspicious to me, but then I guess I am a conspiracy theorist. You know, Anonymous, this is not the first time I'm getting, well, we had another caller earlier this morning wondering about this too. And I might get a county clerk on tomorrow. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that, is what happens if you ended up coming up against that. I'll see if I can reach out to Chris Walker on that, okay? Appreciate you emailing and listening. The email, bill@billmeyershow.com. Tomorrow, Wheels Up Wednesday. Always great conversation. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD, Grants Pass.